Good morning. Okay, let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. We would like to read together because only five verses. Chapter 3, Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. Let's read together. Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said, "The man who become like one of us, knowing good and evil, he must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. Let's bow our head and call upon his name. Let his spirit lead us. Father in heaven, we thank you so much that you give us these precious words. Because the word you have spoken to us are spirits, and they are the life. We come to you, we're waiting upon you to feed us so we can be strong and mature. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We have talked about Adam and Eve after they have taken that fruit from the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Because before that, God already commanded them not to eat, because the day they eat, they will surely die. And so the righteousness will become effective when something not right or wrongdoing, then the righteousness will pursue and will investigate and judge, and then sentence and follow will be the punishment. And right after God has already made both of them, Adam and Eve, the sentence, then the verse 20 is the reaction that Adam come out. Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all living. See, this is a sign that Adam got the message. And this is a sign that This is repentance after sinned. Repentant after sinned. Does it really relate to his repentance? Can you tell? Before that, Adam listened to whom? His wife, right? Because he listened to his wife, so he had that fruit. And I wonder, Do you know that your own name, who gave you that name? Do you remember? Do you know that? Your name was given by father. Could you raise your hand? Okay, one, two. How about mother? Is that right? Wow. And how about grandparent? All right, wow, that's cool, huh? And so what happened to others? So you gave your person your own name, huh? I think some people maybe gave their English given name by themselves, you know. So So I'm kind of amazed that the Ferber grandparents gave him that name. That means his parents respect their parents. Why? The person who gave name, that means that person got the authority over you. That's the point. See, maybe when I visit people's house, if they got a pet, a dog or a cat, I'll ask, what's that guy's name? And then then the next question I will ask, who gave that name? Then I know who is in charge of that house. See, name, if you can give a name to a person, that means you have the authority. See, Adam listened to Eve in the past. That's a sign of his repentance. He wants to reclaim the authority that God already assigned to him, and then he named his wife Eve. After the sentence, he responds like this way. Maybe next week, quite a few sisters, you will get a new name from your husband. Probably the wife will beg their husband not to name them Eve, because they are the mother of all living. They say probably one child or two will be enough. Huh? So this is the repentance that Adam recognized. The repentance is we should go back to where the position that God has assigned us, and we need to stay there. And that is the repentance. See, man has lost because from the position that they should be. A father should be at the father position, but they are not there. That means they need to repent and go back to that position. The same as mother, also the same as children. You need to go back to you should be. And that is a sign of repentance. And secondly, the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife. God has commanded Adam, said, you shall not eat that fruit. The day you eat, you surely die. So death to Adam at that time was just a concept. He didn't know exactly what the death means. But right after he sinned and he repented, then you will see the response of God. God put the garment of skin. So in the future, we know that after that, Adam and Eve will be driven out. So the only link to them is the garment of skin. That cloth upon them, that's the only link that they can link to where they came from. The Garden of Eden. So whenever they see their clothes, they touch their clothes, they can think about the Garden of Eden. Maybe some of us are the first generation into this country. Do you still keep something that when you left your original place? Do you? Somebody left their country, they dig maybe a bottle of soil, and whenever they see that soil, they link to their original place. How much you related to the original place? So whenever they see, they put the clothes on or take it off, they have the link, say, I came from there, Garden of Eden. And God put that garment of skin upon them. So Adam and Eve, they saw an animal was killed and the blood was shed and the life taken away. And that's why they can be clothed. They got covering. They can put it on. The first ever time that they saw a life was taken away. A living animal was killed. And this is the real reality for them, that they see the death. The animal was kind of running around happily, but they were killed. It was killed. And because of them. So I think the first time I ever seen an animal killed was a chicken. When I was little, boy, I, at the beginning I didn't know that they are going to kill the chicken. So I kind of stooped down and watched what's going on. They started to brush, so I thought maybe give them some haircut or something. But later they pull out the feather. My, I saw the naked neck. What they are going to do? And then the knife, and then the blood. Oh, it was shock. And that kept me a couple of days a dream about that in the evening. See, when we see a life taken away from a living being, it's a shock. Nowadays, over this country, they will not allow people to eat a dog, right? But we allow people to eat the beef. So that create a kind of commotion, you know. In Austria, there was a huge protest because some Korean eat a dog meat. And the Australian people kind of march and protest and become a huge issue there. And it will come to a violence, a confrontation. And later, a Korean pastor came out to kind of smooth out everything. He tried to explain. He said, you guys eat beef. You know, we Korean, we love cow and ox because they are our friends. And when we see you eat beef, exactly the same when you see we eat the dog. Because cow is our pet, our friend, and you eat that. So, see, a life taken away is same something is can create a huge because you have a relationship with it. At that time, Adam and Eve, their only companion is those animals. But the first time they see death is one of the animal was slaughtered. Sometimes they need to think about when they are kind of driven away from the Garden of Eden, they touch the clothes, they will start to think about this is the animal that lost its life and then covered me. But again, we need to see the one that maybe bring you a little bit of, we call paradox to you, is God. Do you see something contradictory together? God drive them out from the Garden of Eden. But then, before they left, he need to kill an animal and put the clothes upon them. You see the righteousness and the love. And there should be some contradictory. They don't match together that well. Adam and Eve will say, if you love us, want to put the clothes on us, then you keep us in the garden. Why are you driven us out and then put us the clothes? Human is very difficult to understand these feelings. Only among human there is a possibility. You will see when you made some mistake and your mother want to discipline you, this will happen. There's a Chinese saying, whipping on the kid's butt is cutting on the mommy's heart. But these two can blend it so well, the only reason can explain is agape. God wants you out, but he felt so terribly, so sad, so he clothed you, so allow you to leave. And this is the hope after sin. See, when they were driven out, they become sojourners. When they think about all kinds of tough challenge, they look at their clothes there is still a hope because of love still upon me that never fade away. That's a hope after sin. And we know this is because one sacrifice. That sacrifice explained, now we may comprehend what the salvation that we receive, that meaning. And then, and the Lord God said, the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Actually, the word actually we read is very strong. That means he must not be allowed to reach out his hand, and he must not be allowed to take from the tree of life, and he must not be allowed to eat, and he must not be allowed to live forever. That's so strong. This is the faithful God said. What he said, he means what he said. He said, the day you eat, you surely die. You must be allowed to live forever. So that is the wage after sin. Because the Bible said the wage of sin is what? It's death. Not allowed to eat that tree of fruit. See, death, we mentioned that the relationship between man and God is the spirit. Inside your spirit, the conscience never really get any supply anymore. That means death. So your conscience will become weaker and weaker, and later it's out of function, out of order. And also one of the, in our spirit is, we call fellowship. Or communion, that is cut off. You will see afterwards, Adam and Eve, the relationship with God never become intimate again. There is no more close, meaningful relationship. Or we say no friendship at all. And then intuition. Man no longer can sense whether this coming from God or not coming from God. That's called death. See, sometimes we look into the other side is sin, after sin, and never die. Would that be a troublesome for us? Would you think about that? See, if Adam still lived today, he's 6,000 years old. You don't even want to talk to him or introduce yourself to him. Because you may go there to tell him that I am your grand, 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 and grand, 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 grandson or daughter. It takes a long time. And a man lives so long and with sin together, actually, it's a torture. If we don't really recognize that, actually, somehow God still allows us to see something. A man with sin and not die is a torture. And during this very short period of our life, if that happened, because I've been into a jail or prison for visitation, I saw people inside. Actually, when they commit crime outside, they may think about themselves as like a hero or pretty cool guy. You know, they can do whatever they want. But after they got into the prison, there is still one mafia head there inside. So everybody still need to listen to that one. So they still been tortured inside. And if they got into a life sentence in the prison, then they have no way out until death. This is horrible. And I can see from the people's eyes, hopeless. That is the point. Hopeless. You can see. They live without any purpose. But somehow they knew there is an end, because they will die eventually. But in eternity, there's no end. That means sin without end. You continue that situation for eternity. So actually, we need to think about why God allowed Adam and Eve through that penalty is try to tell us some message. The death, the true meaning of death is disconnect from God, from above. And that is horrible. And that is the wages of sin. And then the next verse is, so the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. So after Adam and Eve sinned, there is a curse that God put upon them. That means they need to work on the earth, on the ground. So ground and man relationship become very hostile. Because man sin, we bring the curse to the land, to the ground. So ground no longer friendly to us. So ground will produce thorns and thistles against men. So the relationship between men and ground has become a curse. We need to work so hard to get supply from it. And this is a curse after sin. And then, the last one is, after he drove the men out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. When God finished his creation after 6 days, Adam and Eve, they can enjoy everything. They enjoy the sun, the moon, the stars. They can enjoy the fresh air. They can enjoy all kinds of plants, beautiful things. They can enjoy the fruit from all kinds of trees. But they only miss one thing. Do you remember? Only one thing God created, but they missed. What is that? The tree of life. God planted that tree of life in the center of the garden, but they missed it. Now, because after they sinned, God put the cherubim. Cherubim represent God's glory. And also the flaming sword that represent God's judgment. So with God's glory and God's judgment, man cannot get close to the tree of life. See, we, with our own eyes, we cannot see the sun directly because the glory is so bright that our eyes cannot get close. But to God's glory, it means once we get close, we'll be consumed. Darkness never ever got the chance to get close to light, because once the darkness gets closer to the light, it will vanish. And also the judgment. No one can go through God's judgment. because the standard is so high. And so we lost, this is a big loss to human, loss after sin. This is the God's blessing that wanted to give to Adam and Eve. And they never even had a chance to taste it. So until now, we start to see Adam was made from dirt, from ground. The only link to above or to heaven or to God is that breath, that God breath of life into his nostrils. That's the only link. But because after sin, they cut off. So we need to reverse. If they didn't sin, what really God wants? God wants them to eat the tree of life. Then the link between man and heaven, that life, that breath of life, will continue to grow and grow strong and be mature. So they miss it. So nowadays, we may try very hard, work very hard, plan very well to create an environment wonderful or great or good, comfortable. But we cannot create the tree of life. And that is why the family, the marriage, got problem. It's pretty sad for us not to have that tree of life. You know, if Adam and Eve had the tree of life, then the whole history will change. Because of that, their spirit gets strong. So when Satan came to tempt them, they can resist, they can overcome. They can meet the challenge. And they, through God's grace, in the tree of life, they have the power and the authority and defeat Satan. But after sin, that roadway was cut off. Actually, man is seeking so earnestly. Maybe you try in your school, you try in your job, career. What is the real motive that you keep on punching and find a way that you think I should work hard to achieve something? I cannot exactly figure out. But that is, you want to get your hand to reach the tree of life. That is the reason that the whole human momentum is seeking for the tree of life. Unfortunately, they were driven out from the Garden of Eden. Somehow, everybody's heart, you have a concept of home. Maybe some of us moving from other country to this country, or maybe from moving from other state to this state, other city to this city. Maybe some people, young men, live in the dorm. But inside you, you have the concept of home. When you get tired, you say, I want to go home. You got defeated, I want to go home. Discouraged, I want to go home. Even after have a good meal in the restaurant, you say, I want to go home. And where is your home? For Adam and Eve, they were driven out from the Garden of Eden. They're wandering around the world. Maybe they find a place, they build a house there. But deep inside them, they still think, I want to go home. See, there's a pop song saying, I'm looking for a home. All I need is a small place. but that place can be called my home. People may have a huge building, big houses, many houses, but they couldn't find a home. People eager to find a home, because that is a shelter. After the storm outside, they want to go home. And that's a place they can rest, relax, and enjoy. Garden of Eden, for Adam and Eve, they call it home. But they were cut off. So actually, quite a few of us working very hard is you try to have a good marriage and good family, and then you can call that a home. You are looking for that. But remember here, through the history of Adam and Eve, just you find a home is still not enough. I would like to ask you whether in your home you have the tree of life that matters. Many families, they got a good house, fancy house, but they may not have the tree of life. I visit many, many, many people, including Christians. When I get to their home, what I'm looking for is whether there is a tree of life in this home. Sometimes I found they got a brand new tree of life. I get closer, I found that is plastic. It's a fake one. You never use, never enjoy. There's no life. Some family, they got tree of life, but that is only for seasonal decoration. They use it for Christmas and Easter. Just like I read some people, open their Bible, the mark that your hands always touch is Matthew 1, chapter 1 and chapter 2. That's Jesus' birth. And chapter 27 and 28, that's the resurrection, Easter day. It's only those two locations, they open it. And some, their tree of life, they got fruit on it. But I get closer. The fruit is not coming from the tree of life. They bought it from the world and then hanging there. See, the tree of life for God's heart is our supply. Our daily supply. It's our vital need. It will give us the fruit with power and resources. And also tree of life is our enjoyment. The tree that you can go with shade, with fresh air. That's a rejoice. That's a blessing. The tree of life should bring a lot of rejoice to your family, a lot of blessing to your family. And also the tree of life is our treasure. So you can climb to the top of the tree, and then you can see afar. Tree of life will give us wisdom, the guidance, just like light and lamp. If our family, we got that tree of life, we got a home and we got the tree of life, and that tree of life, we really nourish by it. And the tree of life, we know, actually is the book in your hand, the Bible. So a family, if the Bible become effective in your family, that is guarantee the blessing, the happiness, surely will be ensured in your family. See, Adam and Eve has gone through this long journey, try to show us. If Adam and Eve, we invite him here today to witness, he will tell you Do you know how much trouble and tough time that we have gone through because without the tree of life, this Bible? We didn't even spend a time to get closer to it. And maybe they say, this is the only advice I can give to you. In this country, to get a Bible is not that difficult issue. See, there's a Chinese Bible always colored the red around the edge. That's the symbol. This book, through many, many people's blood, so preserved here, so can pass to you. Take it preciously. And hope the Lord will bless your family that you need to refocus. This is the center of your family, and this is the foundation of your marriage. And hope all the members of your family take it very, very sincerely and get the supply and get the enjoyment and get the treasure from this book. Let us pray. I hope you pray now to the Lord.
Dear Lord, I want to thank you and praise you for dying on the cross for us so that we can have everlasting life with you in heaven. As human beings, we don't deserve it. It took the Son of God to come down to die for us so that we can return to the Garden of Eden when we pass on. Lord, we want to thank you for your grace, for your kindness, for your everlasting love for us. Even when you banished us from the Garden of Eden a long time ago, you never let us go. Always find a way to bring us back to you. And for that, we're always grateful. And help us to be thankful to you every day that we live, and also share the truth with others, so that they too can return home to the Garden of Eden one of these days. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen.
Shall we all rise to sing our hymn of invitation, hymn 304, just as